The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from ericismybanker.com. Reba's out today inspecting a home or crawling underneath one, doing something crazy like that. So we'll be running solo today, but really happy to have our guests here today. We've got Sean Martin, who's the Executive Director of the Rental Housing Association of Washington. He'll be here answering a bunch of questions as I kind of pummel him with questions about this and questions about that. Welcome, Sean.
Thanks for having me on, Eric.
You bet. You bet. Well, you know our format here, Sean. We're pretty low-key, laid back. You know, this time of year, everybody, I think we're still digging out from some snow and whatnot. Hopefully, we won't see any more coming along the way.
You know, please, no more.
It just amazes me in Seattle. I mean, I'm a Seattle native, born and raised here. Lived here almost all my life, and it never ceases to amaze me. We can get like even a dusting of snow, and people sort of freak out.
This was the year, I think, because everyone does freak out, and every year there's like this one little event of, and it turns out to be 2 or 3 inches, but it's a nightmare because the hills and people don't, from California, and they don't know what they're doing. But this is the year where I said, this is not going to be a big deal. And then we get nailed with almost 2 feet at my house, and I'm stuck. I couldn't leave for 4 days.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Yeah. We had food, but oh, man.
It was nuts.
Love my almost one-year-old, but...
after a while, you kind of like...
The office was a vacation when I got back.
Ready to go do some grown-up things. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it amazes me. I'm like a kid in a candy store when it snows like this, though, and... I'm out there in my Suburban, which I have this old Suburban that I use for skiing and hauling things around and going to the dump and whatnot. But, oh, my gosh, it's awesome in the snow. It's really, really good. But I never put it into four-wheel drive. I just had it in two-wheel drive because I'm pretending I'm driving like a big block Camaro or something. Every time we come up with a corner, I'm hammering the throttle and drifting the corners and
awesome.
A lot of fun. But there were other folks out there that weren't really enjoying it quite as much. I mean, when this snow just first hit, I saw one lady going down the freeway in a Prius and in the left lane going about 35. And the roads are bare. The roads are wet. There's no snow sticking, but it's coming down, you know, so you can see the white stuff in the sky. You know, but the roads are absolutely just another day in Seattle. Yeah. And so I kind of tapped my horn as I went by this lady. She's literally going like 35 in the left lane. White knuckle panic, you know. And there's a driving posture that, I don't know, I noticed
exactly
this.
What you're going to say.
10 and 2.
Yeah.
Chin
Lean
up
forward.
Over the top of the steering wheel, which makes it impossible to see your rear view mirror or either of your side mirrors. Tunnel vision. You know, looking straight ahead, but she did manage to, I tapped my horn like, what are you doing? And she motioned to me like pointing up to the sky, like, can't you see it's snowing? And of course, you know, I'm not going to have a conversation with her like, can't you see there's nothing on the road? It's not sticking. We're good. Just move along. But anyway, so lots of crazy stuff going on out there, but at least we're knock on wood, past that, you know, for the season here.
Yeah, I'm like you. I mean, I like some snow, but you know, I skied down the hill by my house once, and after that, I was like, okay, I'm good now.
Yeah,
I don't have a fun rear-wheel drive.
There you go.
SUV. I have the all-wheel drive family car.
There you go.
The snow is too deep to even get out of our driveway.
Oh no! Yikes! Yeah. I actually have a pair of cross-country skis. My last name is Osnes. It's Norwegian, A-A-S-N-E-S-S. And I have a pair of Osnes skis. Nice. They spell it slightly different, A-S-N-E-S, when the A's got the amulet over it, the little circle above it, which is how you'd spell my name in the old country. And lovely pair of skis, but I do some cross country now and then, and those ones are hanging on my wall, though. I got to get those out. But a good buddy of mine at ARC, American Reporting Company, is a big credit vendor. A guy named Mike Olden, another fellow Norwegian, gave those to me and promised him this year I'd get them out there on the tracks and kind of see how they roll. But
Missed it. You missed your shot. Yeah,
I know. That's right. Oh well, I am unfortunately not heir to the Osna ski fortune, which is why I'm in here on a Saturday afternoon, talking about real estate. So our show, this open house with Team Reba, Reba and I have been running this show now for about 3.5 years, and we talk about real estate, we talk about finance and things that are going along with that, but we always want to bring in guests that are relevant to our industry and our communities. We always have on a lot of nonprofit organizations and folks just doing good things out there and doing really cool things. So glad to have you here today with us, Sean, as well. And before we kind of jump into our topics, I want to give you a quick update on what's going on in the financial markets. Mortgage rates are good right now. Why?
Tell me why. Did I buy it in the wrong time?
No.
You tell me.
You did good. You did good, actually.
all right, good.
You know, what did happen, though, about a year ago, December, rates started to rocket up, and that's when the new tax bill was passed, and interest rates followed the economy. Well, the economy took off, and we saw, unheralded growth. We reached a point where we've had the lowest unemployment rate in over 50 years. And as all that happened, rates went up pretty significantly, about 1%. Well, in the last month and a half or so, they've started to drop down. We had a correction in the stock market that drove the rates a little bit lower. And Reba hates it when I talk about this, but we have a inverted yield curve, or dang near inverted yield curve. And what that means with Treasury securities, there's short-term Treasuries, everything from a three-month treasury out to long-term treasuries out to 30 years. And typically, the longer-term treasury securities pay a higher interest rate than a shorter-term one. Well, right now, they're flat. And we had a few days where the shorter-term treasuries are actually paying a higher interest rate than longer-term ones. Why is that important? Because every time in history in our country, we've had an inverted yield curve, the economy's gone into a slowdown within the next 24 months. So economists are looking at this inverted yield curve, or flat yield curve, I guess, and they're thinking, oh, things are slowing down. We had a stock market correction. We have this yield curve thing going on, and that tends to push interest rates lower. But also on top of that, we can thank Italy. Let's pick on Italy.
Wow.
Italy's in a recession right now. And Europe is fairly weak right now. So the Eurozone not doing as well as the U.S. We're much stronger than Europe right now. Well, when investors are looking to, to a place to park their money, they're kind of liking buying our Treasury securities because our economy is still much, much stronger than it is in Europe. And as a consequence, it's supply and demand. We get more money in. That tends to lower the interest rates that we have available. So, that part's looking really good for interest rates. There's a few other things kind of going on just about our let me give you a run. Actually, before I jump into that, let me give you a rundown on interest rates right now. So the national averages for a 30-year fixed rate conventional mortgage right now are averaging 4.47%. We're looking good considering about 2 months ago we were up over 5%. We're down over 0.5%. 15-year fixed rates around 4.08%, and those ones got up as high as about 4.6. So those are, again, same thing, almost a little over 0.5% lower. FHA and VA, 4.15%. If you're a veteran, and even if you've used your VA benefits before, or if you're the surviving spouse of a veteran, or if you've never use your VA benefits, it's really worth checking out. Number one, the rates are super, super low. Number two, you can buy a home in King Pierce, Snohomish County, up to over $750,000 with zero down.
Wow.
Using a VA program. It's a really fantastic program. If you have a VA loan right now, you can refinance it with very, very inexpensively. Or if you have, if you just want to refinance, you've got an existing mortgage, doesn't have to be VA, you can use a VA loan to refinance as well. And VA will allow you to borrow up to 100% of the value of your home. So sometimes that makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. Boy, you know, we got to look at that, you know, very, very closely. But it can make sense if you've got some high balance accounts, things like that. You need to consolidate things, clean things up. You know, now's a really, really good time to do that while the rates stay low. Reason I say that is because, you know, I just spent 5 minutes talking about how low rates are and how good they are. We don't know how long that'll last. Mm-hmm. These things can change in a heartbeat. The next real big kind of section for analysis will be in mid-March. We'll have a whole bevy of financial statistics coming out, economic statistics coming out at that time. Also a Fed meeting in there. We'll have a better idea of what direction the Fed is going to be going with determining interest rates in the future. So just as quickly as the rates came down over the last few weeks, they could just as easily go back up. We're not at a point where there's a telltale, you know, trend right now. This could just be a point of consolidation in the markets, and they're just kind of catching their breath before the next big run. Yeah. So if you're thinking about it, now's a good time to do that. I'm always happy to provide information. You can reach out to me anytime. I'm on Twitter at Eric is my banker. You can email me Eric@ericismybanker.com, E-R-I-C, or give me a call, 206-915-ERIC, 915-3742. Always happy to give you information.
Can I give you a shameless plug?
Sure, why not?
I may be biased because Eric actually took care of our financing for my wife and I buying a house in September of last year. So the process was great. I cannot recommend Eric any higher. So if you're in the market looking for something, I definitely give Eric a call.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Sean. But, you know, I let you buy a home that has 2 feet of snow on the ground around it. So
yeah.
You're out there. You're out there in the sticks just a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's you know, I'm just so happy that all went smoothly. And I think you got a great home. And I know, you know, you think you got a good deal on it.
Yeah, I know. We're very, very happy.
Worked out really good. Well, when we come back, we're going to have to pay a couple bills here. And then we're going to come back from a break. We've got Sean Martin here. We're going to be talking all things Rental Housing Association. So stay tuned with us. And hang on there. We'll be back in a few minutes. Open house with Team Reba.
Open house with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.